If there's one thing I can't bear, it's when hundreds of old men come creeping in through the window in the middle of the night and throw all manner of garbage all over me. I can't bear that. I think that's unbearable. Ghastly old men with great pails of garbage throwing it all over me. I don't think it should be allowed. I think there should be a place for those people to go. I don't think it should be my room. I'd vote for any party that would say I won't allow people to throw garbage all over me, but none of the parties seem to be particularly interested. That's why I formed the World Domination League. It's a wonderful league, the World Domination League. The aims, as published in the manifesto, are total domination of the world by 1958. That's what we're planning to do. We've had to revise it. We're hoping to bring a new manifesto out with a more realistic target. How we aim to go about it is as follows. We shall move about into people's rooms and say, "Excuse me, we are the World Domination League. May we dominate you?" Then if they say get out, of course we give up. There's been some wonderful... Well, you have to give up once you've been told to get out. There's been some wonderful dominators in history, you know. Attila was one. He was a wonderful dominator. Attila the Nun. He was an amazing dominator. He had a Gothic horde, you know. A wonderful Gothic horde, and he used to move about entire countries and strangle people completely to death during the night. And then when everybody woke up, they'd see a little note pinned to their chest saying, "You've been dominated." Ha ha. Attila the Nun. Hitler was a very peculiar person, wasn't he? He was another dominator, you know, Hitler. And he was a wonderful, wonderful ballroom dancer. Not many people know that. He was a wonderful little dancer, used to waltz around with a number 8 on his back. The only trouble was he was very short. And people used to shout out to him when he was dancing and say, "Wie kurz du bist." How short you are. And this, of course, enraged Hitler. He flew into a tantrum and he gave up ballroom dancing and took up wholesale raping and pillaging instead. Of course, Mrs. Hitler was a charming woman, isn't she? Mrs. Hitler, a lovely woman, she's still alive, you know. I saw her down the Edgware Road. She just popped into the chemist to buy something, and I saw her sign the cheque, Mrs. Hitler, and so I knew it was she. I tried to go up and talk to her, but she slipped away into the crowd. I was hoping she'd be able to come to the next meeting of the World Domination League. Not many people do. I've had a new manifesto printed, which should boost our programme a bit. There's a picture of me on the cover with the words, "I will dominate you," at the top of it. It's a very compelling picture, and I think there's a good chance of my doing a bit of dominating soon. I've had some wonderful ideas for getting the dominating going. I've got some extremely subtle advertising slogans that should get the public behind us. Things like, "Vote for E.L. Wistie, and lovely nude ladies will come and dance with you." It's a complete lie, of course, but you can't afford to be too scrupulous if you're going to dominate the world. Then there's another good one which says, "If you don't vote for E.L. Wistie, horrible black spiders with hairy legs will creep into your room in the middle of the night and bite your ears off." That should get the women's vote. If there's one thing they can't bear, it's black spiders grabbing hold of them in the night. Another way I'm going to get people's vote is to start shouting off about all the filth on television. As far as I'm concerned, I could do with a great deal more of it. But all the same, I've formed an E.L. Wistie clean-up TV campaign, pointing out some of the suggestive things that get on the air. The first thing I say they should ban is that Invisible Man show. Have you seen it? It's absolutely disgusting. It's all about this man who's turned invisible because he fell into a vat of liquid HLBO5. That was an experimental magic ingredient in a detergent. Anyway, poor devil falls in this rubbish and he turns invisible. And the programme is all about his amazing adventures. As he's invisible, the only way you can tell where he is is if he's smoking. You can see the cigarette moving about in the air. Or else you can see a telephone waving about the place. It's all very ingenious. But the thing that amazes me is that he does it all in the nude. You don't actually see him, of course, because he's invisible. But you can easily tell he's got nothing on, because otherwise you'd see his clothes. Sometimes he dresses up in bandages, poor devil, and dark glasses. You can see his outline, but you never see any trousers or jackets moving about the place. So it stands to reason he's wandering about the place with nothing on. A ghastly, invisible nudist. There for everyone to see, or rather not to see. And for all we know, there may be millions of other invisible nudists in the other programmes. I might be able to use them in the World Domination League. It'd be a very good slogan. Vote for E.L. Wistie. Or else invisible nudists will come along and smash you round the face.